Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's talk about cleaning up. At one point, it was a very straightforward thing, a very straightforward habit to everyone.
Well, at least it should be, shouldn't it? But since COVID-19 hit the country, the way we look at cleaning has definitely changed quite considerably. And the same goes for a cleaning business as well.
Yeah, for A1 Facility Services, in just a week after Singapore government announced the first set of measures to tackle the virus in the city, they started receiving a barrage of questions and requests from their customers, you know, both the old and new ones, as well as other companies in Singapore.
While the rounds of disinfection and cleaning that their teams were doing keep rising, there was also a huge concern that came under the spotlight.
Oh, and that concern was, how can companies and public institutions secure the safety of the workplaces in the near future, especially, you know, when Singapore starts to get back to work post-circuit breaker? Well, on the line to help us out with all of that is Marcus Ong Jun Jay, who is the director of A1 Facility Services. Marcus, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Certainly hope you're keeping safe this Wednesday morning.
Yes, of course.
That's wonderful to hear, Marcus. Well, A1 Facility Services has basically everything under one roof, right? Like office and house cleaning, aircon servicing, even dishwashing and ironing services. You guys are like the superheroes of cleanliness. Tell us a little bit more about your foundation, and I'm sure that this is quite a competitive area.
Yes, because it is a very traditional market, and then because there is a demand in the market, so there are a lot of players and everybody is fighting on the price point.
Right. Actually, thanks for bringing up price point, Marcus, because what are your packages like, I mean, for, say, house cleaning services?
It depends. Okay. Roughly, normally we range between about 20 to 25 per hour.
Right.
Okay, So we're talking about $300 for a week of services, shall we say, averages out, something like that?
Yes, something like that.
Okay, so how do you come up with a simple and affordable safety setup for everyone? Because, you know, this is top of everyone's mind at the moment.
Okay, so for now, right, we actually provide disinfection services to households previously, but now households we stopped because of the circuit breaker.
Yeah.
So now we are actually providing disinfection service to offices, to different areas in different industry as well.
All right. And so, we're definitely going to get into the office side of things. But do tell us more.
Yes. Previously, because the disinfection service is actually, the demand for disinfection service in Singapore is actually very, very low.
Okay.
So with the COVID, right, there's suddenly a skyrocket of demand, and then our supply cannot meet the demand in Singapore. This is the reason why a lot of companies now, we are trying to innovate around it, try to automate it, try to come out with different kind of system to actually add on another safety layer in this COVID situation.
Oh, so wait. Okay, let's do a little bit of history then. So when this outbreak came along, you're saying before the outbreak, actually disinfection demand was pretty low. When the outbreak came along, can you compare it for us? Can you tell us how much demand went up by? Describe what happened.
Okay, so for A1 Facility, our demand for disinfection service only mainly come from preschools, and it is every few months. So when the COVID outbreak, right, literally every officer, every client and new client actually reach out to us to do a full disinfection service for their office or their area of work. So in terms of spike in demand, I would say more than 100%.
Wow. That's a reality check right there, Marcus. But with that means you need more manpower. I'm curious, do you have a lot of Malaysian workers under your headcount?
So far, we have roughly about 30% of them.
Oh.
25 to 30% of them are Malaysian.
Okay.
And then we have locals and other foreign workers as well.
Okay, but the Malaysia is under movement control over there. Did that affect you very badly, or were you able to provide housing?
So far, we provide housing to most of our foreign workers, so we are not hit that hard per se for that Malaysia ban.
Okay, but workers themselves have been in lockdown. Has that impacted upon you at all?
Of course. Some of our service have been stopped to focus on the COVID, and then due to the circuit breaker, we are not able to continue with residential cleaning, disinfection, or aircon servicing, all this kind of stuff. So basically, more than half of our service actually being shut down, and then we focus more on the another half, which is the COVID side.
for you personally, and safety as well being an issue, and you know, there's a lot of reports about the foreign worker dormitories. I know this is somewhat slightly different from what you guys have, but how concerned are you for your workers, and what have you guys been doing to sort of make sure everything's okay, you know, you still got a job, that sort of thing?
So we do as much as we can. We actually provide them PPEs and all this recommended approach when we are doing this. But then ultimately, we are trying to remove the human factor out of the disinfection service. This is why we try to automate different aspects and integrate different systems into the environment of our clients as well.
So Marcus, what sort of automation are you talking about?
Okay, so it's not really a robotic kind of automation. Okay. It's more like a system integrator. So we actually build up a disinfection tunnel, and then those disinfection solution and all are all non-toxic and environmentally safe for humans, per se. All the tested and requirement are all done up also. So we actually partner with a local chemical company to produce the disinfection solutions, and then we integrate them accordingly to our existing clients. Some of our clients are Centurions, the dormitories, and then PIAS. Mm-hmm. And then now, actually, we are actually in talks, and ICA is actually using our chemicals, and then the Changi Airport groups also as well.
Oh, wow. We've actually had Centurion on the show. So one thing I did want to ask you, because earlier you mentioned this, that it was quite hard when you saw this surge in demand to get your hands on the raw materials that you need for these disinfection solutions. What are you doing now? Has there been a lot of help in terms of getting these things? And I'm just thinking on a micro level for consumers, we had to deal with not having hand sanitizer. What's it like for a company like yours?
Fortunately for us, because we normally directly we communicate with the manufacturer or the local suppliers. So in some way, we do have certain form of stockpiles that can last us maybe up to a few weeks. Then after that, we need to start to scramble around to build up different networks from other countries. But unfortunately, the other country also kind of stop their production to or limit their production to Singapore. So most of the time, we try to partner within our industry in Singapore context.
This morning, we're speaking with Marcus Ong Jun Jay, who's director of A1 Facility Services. We're talking about enhancing Singapore's workplace safety to fight COVID-19. And that, of course, comes with cleanliness. Marcus, help paint the picture for us, all right? This is the scenario right now. You've got yesterday our Health Minister Gan Kim Yong saying circuit breaker measures are showing promise. We're on track to lift circuit breaker measures on June the 1st. So what will it be like for people to go back to offices? Because disinfecting is going to be a huge first layer of protection, right?
Yes, correct. So what we have done is that we actually create disinfection tunnels that actually people can walk through it while they disinfect their belongings and the surfaces that pass through it.
This is at the entrance of an office building?
Yes.
Wow.
It can be done in the entrance in the office building. And then it is a structure. And then for those places that may have a natural chamber, we actually can convert the interior into with the service and the system itself, so we do not need to buy another or create another tunnel for them as well.
So, Marcus, what does this actually mean? Mm. What would my experience be like as an individual walking through one of these tunnels? Can you describe what would happen?
When you walk in, it's not a mist. You'll feel like you're walking into a cloud. It will be a fog base. And then you need to stay inside the tunnel or the place for about 15 seconds to 30 seconds for it to fully disinfect bags, clothes, or hands, or hair, or whatever that's inside. And then you can leave the tunnel already.
So I would imagine then we have to be very careful as well because of social distancing. There would be queues outside. So you've got to really manage the time here.
Yes, correct. So on top of that, we actually design a temperature-taking system that is automated as well. So it would be stationed outside. So if your temperature is above certain degrees, the door will not open and you cannot actually go in.
Wow.
So it is an integrated system, yes.
Do the tunnels apply? And I assume these temperatures are recorded into a system, right?
Yes, of course.
And do the tunnels apply when I'm leaving office? Do I have to go through the same tunnel?
Yes. You do need, because now officers, we normally will recommend them to have only one exit and one entry. So they will walk in and walk out from the same place.
Wow, this is quite something. Marcus, can you tell us how many inquiries or how many partnerships you have to roll out these tunnels? Where are we going to be seeing them? How many of them are there going to be?
So far, in terms of manufacturing partnership, we do have one construction company and another company that is supplying the chemicals for us that we are going into. So basically, only three of us currently.
Okay.
And then for clients, we are still trying to build up the base. What we do a little bit different is we provide a very customized service. So we will go down to the client place, determine what is the best practice for them, depending on their manpower, their workflow, and all. And then we'll recommend the correct service. And so we don't over-engineer a system, but we also don't under-engineer a system. So everything, it will be more for a holistic view in this sense.
You're obviously using the best facilities possible to create some form of automation. Marcus, to wrap up, what does this mean for the cleaning industry, a business like yours, at least for the next, 6 to 18 months?
To be very honest, things will, I believe, in my opinion, things will be roughly the same. Nothing much will really change. It's just that people will be more aware of hygiene purpose. So in terms of services, I think more or less it will remain the same back to what was before COVID. Mm-hmm. But then there might be increase in demand for sanitizers and people will be more aware of things.
Is it weird if I say I really want to experience one of these cleaning tunnels?
Definitely. I can invite you down to one of our clients.
You know what? I might take you up on that offer. It sounds like quite an experience.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
You put it outside all, HDB flats before you go into the lift, outside condos before you go through the gate. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Could go a long way.
So, on top of that, we came up with an idea. We actually can integrate the system into the lift itself. So of course we need some electrical rewiring. When we integrate the system into the lift itself, while we are taking it, can disinfect you already. Yeah. So these are all the things that we are trying to implement. That's why it's very customized in this sense.
Well, you know what? If you want to find out how you can integrate this into your office, you really need to look up A1 Facility Services. We've been speaking with Marcus Ong Jun Jay, who is Director A1 Facility Services. Marcus, thank you so much for your time. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
You too. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.